Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to the issue of abortion, one of the most powerful tools in the pro-life camp is the existence of pregnancy resource centers. When you juxtapose them with abortion clinics, the contrast is stark. It all starts with the reason for their existence. Pregnancy resource centers exist to promote life and minister to women faced with an unplanned pregnancy. Compassion is the name of the game. Abortion clinics exist for one reason and one reason only, to make money. That's a quote from Abby Johnson, who used to run one of the most lucrative Planned Parenthood facilities in the United States. So lucrative, in fact, that Abby was named Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year. She's now one of the most outspoken pro-life voices in the United States. Another difference between pregnancy centers and abortion clinics is that they treat the whole person. From medical advice from licensed physicians, to pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, to pregnancy and child-rearing classes, they do everything in their power to help women who decide to carry their babies to term. And it's not just the moms, they work with the dads as well, because successful parenting is a team sport. Pregnancy centers have evolved over the years, both in terms of scope and professional services. They're now so successful at caring for moms, dads, and babies that they're cutting into abortion clinic profits, and the abortion clinics are fighting back. In state after state, they've proposed heavy-handed and oftentimes unreasonable regulations whose sole purpose is to make it more difficult for pregnancy centers to operate. That's bad enough. Now they're taking the fight to a whole new level. In recent years, Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers are pushing states to pass regulations that would force pro-life pregnancy centers to hand out pro-abortion literature and display advertising that tells women where to go to get an abortion. Not surprisingly, the first of these laws was passed by the California legislature in 2015. Go figure. It was called the Reproductive Fact Act, and Kamala Harris, as the state attorney general at that time, was a co-sponsor of the bill and its primary enforcer. The bill forced pro-life pregnancy centers to display notices telling women where they could go to get taxpayer-subsidized abortions. 70 pregnancy centers were affected and faced fines of $500 for the first offense and $1,000 for all subsequent offenses. This was government-compelled speech at its worst, and the pregnancy centers sued, ultimately winning a narrow 5-4 decision in the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, fast forward to 2025 and the Montana legislature, where the House of Representatives just passed House Bill 388, sponsored by Amy Regeer, a registered nurse and chair of the House Judiciary Committee. The meat of the bill is in Section 2 and says that the state or a local government may not require pregnancy centers to offer or perform abortions, provide or distribute abortion-inducing drugs, refer a patient for an abortion, counsel a patient in favor of an abortion, or post flyers that promote abortion. It also says that the state or a local government may not prohibit pregnancy centers from providing care or counseling related to pregnancy or parenting, or prohibit pregnancy centers from providing postnatal resources such as diapers, baby clothes, baby furniture, or formula. Whether compelled speech or compelled action, government has no right to force people to say or do things that violate their consciences. Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers opposed House Bill 388, but to no avail. It passed out of the committee on a party-line vote and was debated on the floor last week Thursday. Once again, it passed the floor on a party-line vote, 58-42, and is now headed for the Senate. This is a great bill, and we'll keep you posted as it progresses. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.